Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789 for call and text. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Go right back to the front lines of history in the making. With our lines, there have been some glitches with them. Keep trying to call in, and we are working on it. You know, when I took a look at the video deposition of Crooked William Barr to the January 6th Commission in the two episodes that have aired, I initially thought, and I think you probably initially thought too, that Barr had told Trump that his stories about fraud in the election were, quote, BS, were, quote, crazy, and that Trump was told by Barr that somehow this was totally baseless, and Barr said that he thought Trump was detached from reality. That's what he said. Remember, that's what he said. And my assumption was that that's what he said, because he was under oath in those depositions. In those depositions. But then I dug into it a little deeper, and the Washington Post dug into it even deeper. And let me tell you what Crooked William Barr really was up to. In June of 2020, the election year, he told Fox Business that mail-in ballots opened the floodgates for potential fraud. But he himself voted mail-in in 2012 and 2019. In June of 2020, he also told NPR that election day, vote by mail, that fraud can't be secured. Vote by mail for elections can give rise to fraud. Quote, there's so many occasions for fraud. It can't be ruled out. It can't be policed. He also told NPR in June of 2020, foreign countries could counterfeit ballots. Remember, he denounced in the January 6th deposition that he gave the idea that Germany, Italy, and Venezuela had fabricated ballots. Remember that? But that's what he told NPR in June of 2020. And here he says, oh, I told Trump that was crazy. But he told NPR the same thing himself. NPR said to him, any evidence? And you know what Barr said? He said, no, but it's obvious. In September of 2020, to CNN, he said that states adopting vote by mail are, quote, reckless and dangerous, and, quote, people are playing with fire. This is Crooked William Barr. To CNN in September of 2020, he said elections held by mail have found substantiated fraud and coercion. And then he said to them, quote, for example, we indicted someone in Texas. 1,700 ballots were collected from people who could not vote. And the guy that collected them made them out and voted all of them for the person he wanted to. Okay? End quote. It turned out that was a lie. They hadn't indicted anyone. There weren't 1,700 ballots or even one ballot in Texas that somebody collected and voted for himself. That was a flat-out lie. When CNN called his office and said, we checked that out, that's not true, he wouldn't answer. His spokeswoman blamed it on a, quote, an errant internal memo, end quote, without giving a copy of the memo. I don't think the memo exists. If it does exist, what kind of office has a memo with a lie in it? In September of 2020, Crooked William Barr told the Chicago Tribune that mail-in voting meant, quote, we're back in the business of selling and buying votes, end quote. And then he said, quote, fraudsters will pay the mailman to steal the ballots, end quote. Chicago Tribune, September of 2020. In September of 2020, he also told the Chicago Tribune, someone will say the president just won Nevada. Oh, wait a minute. By president, he meant Trump. Oh, wait a minute. We've just discovered 100,000 ballots. Every vote will be counted. Yeah, but we don't know where those freaking votes came from. Remember, end quote. Remember when he denounced the Red Mirage? He said, you know, look, the fact is that same-day voting nowadays usually is Republican, but early voting by mail, it skews Democratic. So the fact that the first votes look like the Republican Trump won don't mean anything, because once the mail-in ballots are counted, that's what counts. You look at the whole picture. He spread that lie in September of 2020 to the Chicago Tribune. He said, the president won Nevada. Oh, wait a minute. We've just discovered 100,000 ballots. We didn't just discover anything. These were mail-in ballots that had been there the whole time. The whole time. And they were counted. Trump said, on election night, we should stop counting any more ballots. So did Crooked William Barr. After the election that Trump lost in November of 2020, Crooked William Barr had the Justice Department preemptively launch a fraud investigation looking for fraud in the elections around the, these are the U.S. attorneys in the various cities looking for fraud, especially in the six states where it mattered, not in California, New York, not in Alabama, Mississippi, but in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. That's not what is done ethically by prosecutors. If there are complaints about fraud, they investigate them. Crooked William Barr used the Justice Department, weaponized it, to continue the attack on the election afterwards. Then when he was trapped and subpoenaed, he saw what happened to Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon refused to comply and has been referred for criminal prosecution. He's being prosecuted. He could get 2 years in jail. Crooked William Barr, the toad, always protected his own worthless hide, and he was not going to take that. So he testified, and I have never seen a more skillful liar. When you saw Crooked William Barr testifying to the January 6th commission in the deposition, he said, yeah, I told them it was crazy. I told them this was false. He's detached from reality. This business about Germany, this business about Italy and Venezuela, forging ballots, ridiculous. There's a red mirage. Yeah, initially the votes look good for Republicans. You got to look for the whole thing. You got to look for the whole thing. Everything he said there was a lie because he said it himself before. He's the one who set it up. He is the one who set it up. He's the one in June of 2020 who told NPR that foreign countries could counterfeit ballots. And they asked him any evidence, and he said, no, it's obvious. And then he denounced that and tried to pin it on Trump. He did it. He's the one who planted it in the media, in NPR. Now, the January 6th commission is obviously taking his late night, save my own worthless hide, save my own butt statements to build a case against Trump. And that is as it should be. But you have got to understand that these Republicans, virtually all of them, and I look to the sterling examples of what I remember the Republican Party and principled, even though I didn't agree with many of their positions, conservative party with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. The rest of these people Well, simply flat out lie. And he did. So don't get sucked in by him. We're going to the line. See if we can hook this up. Dick of Madison, my friend. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling, Dick of Madison.
Well, we're learning, Matt. If nothing else from this January 6th committee, in my opinion, we're learning we're, what, two stooges and a yes man away from a total collapse of this government. And I guess what I'm saying is if Garland doesn't do something like this, here's what I'm seeing. And I don't want to hear this nonsense about, oh, there isn't a precedence for this, you know, going after a former president. There also isn't a precedence for a former president trying to overthrow the government and stay in power. And, you know, all of this stuff might be amusing if it wasn't true. Now we're finding out that an environmental attorney from DOJ said he'd take the ball and run with it for him. You know, at
right,
what
Jeffrey
point do
Clark,
we do something?
Jeffrey Clark, that's right.
Yeah. And they told, and luckily they told him, you know, go away, we'll call you when there's an oil spill. Now, all that's funny, except that it's not really funny.
Right. Well, you know, no, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. And I'll tell you what else, Dick. This whole January 6th commission presentation is putting on Republicans who look on the surface as if they were telling Trump all along that this was a lie. They themselves are lying by and large. Certainly Crooked William Barr is lying. And in the next segment, I'll show you Bill Stepien. He's the campaign manager. The two of them look like altar boys. They're sitting there sorrowful, sorrowful Crooked William Barr and Stepien going, oh, woe is me. You know, we told him all along, there's nothing to this. And baloney. They were the ones who promulgated it. They both, and we will get to Stepien after the break, they both spread it up to the time it meant their worthless hides would go to jail, and then they jump ship like rats. Rats will desert a sinking ship. They will desert a sinking ship. They are rats. They are rats. We're going to a break. We've gotten the lines back up. The lines have now lighted up. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. There's a lot more right after the break featuring Bill Stepien. And if you think that what Crooked William Barr did was outrageous, wait till you hear about Bill Stepien. Hang on the lines. A lot more back after the break.